There has been a whole lot of deep theological thinking on the Holy Trinity over these centuries of our existence as a church. Deep theological thinking geared towards trying to make something hard to understand clear. And I could spend the next, 10 minutes or so trying to explain it all to you. But instead, I thought, let's just let the scripture that Mother Church puts before us on this feast day speak for itself. Let the scripture guide us. For today's scripture set before us shows us that the Holy Spirit has everything to do with God actively moving in our lives. Moses says of God today, "Come along in our company." Paul says, "The God of love and peace will be with you." Specifically, he says, "As the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit." Why does God move in our lives? How does God move in our lives? In steps the Gospel of John, that famous football verse, John 3:16 to be exact. "And God so loved the world that God the Father sent God the Son." Why? "So we might not perish." How? Forgiveness. The cross is forgiveness. St. Peter put it this way, "By Christ's wounds we were healed." And God so loved the world that God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit. Why? That we might have the power to forgive. How? Jesus breathed on the apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you hold are held." And God so loved the world that now God the Holy Spirit sends us. Why? Because we, despite being a stiff-necked people, according to Moses, and needing to mend our ways, according to Paul, we are the mystical body of Christ, the church, the means through which Jesus Christ moves in our world today. How? Believe in God's only Son, who teaches us to pray, asking to be forgiven our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Believe in God's only Son, who teaches us to forgive 70 times, 7 times, and not like that forgiven servant who then withholds his forgiveness from another. Believe in God's only Son, who teaches us to reconcile with our neighbor and then bring our offering to the Lord's altar. Believe in God's only Son, who teaches us to remove the wooden beam from our own eye then we will see clear enough to remove the splinter in our brother's eye. In short, God the Father sent God the Son to forgive. God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit to forgive. And God the Holy Spirit sends us to forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who reached across the ethnic boundaries between Samaritan, Roman, and Jew, who offered fresh sight to the blind and freedom to captives, help us to break down the barriers in our community. Enable us to see the reality of racism and bigotry, and free us to challenge and uproot it from ourselves, our society, and our world. Let the church say, Amen.